It's 11:26. We've got Jamie in the studio, Colonel Carruthers. Now, I've got to ask you, morning, by the way.
Morning.
Yeah, morning. I've got to ask you a question. Is your mum a woman or a lady?
I don't know what to say for that, to be honest. I'd probably say a woman.
What you should say.
I'd probably say a woman.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, you know, some people like different things, don't they?
Okay. Maybe it's in my head. Maybe I'm wrong when I think, you know, when I think, okay, yes, women are women, obviously, but I think, you know, the term lady sounds better.
I think it depends, really.
Does it?
On the woman or lady or...
Ah, but what does it depend on?
On the person, I guess, really. You know, what they prefer to be called.
I'm a bit worried that you've called your mum a woman then instead of a lady after you said that.
I don't know. So
I've met your mum. She's a lady.
Okay.
Trust me, she's a lady. Ali, cross between a woman and a lady. She's working on it.
Yeah.
It'd just be interesting to know what other people think. Maybe it's you know we have these quirky ways.
No.
You know, maybe this is my quirky way. I'm old fashioned. You know,
no.
I think women that like, I think they're ladies. Lady sounds better than a woman. Ooh, well, you're a woman.
Well, just call me Ali. I'm quite happy with that.
Well, I call you other things as well.
Yeah, I know you do.
Jamie's in. Jamie's been learning a song. We did give you a song last week. What was wrong with it?
I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with it. I just think I was, partly we were thinking about, you know, we'll be more diverse that a lot of people hear. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people know that song. What's it called? Alice and what's it called again?
Living Next Door to Alice.
Living Next Door to Alice, yeah. I mean, I know that some people will know this because of how the lyrics go, you know, the main hook line of the song.
Yeah, but we weren't going to swear or anything like that.
Of course, we can't. We've got to do the censored version, but yeah. Also, my mum was saying, oh, why did you do that Beatles one you did in our wedding when I'm 64?
So it's got a special place for your mum. So
yeah, well, because when my mum, we married, she asked me, you know, just before I come down the aisle, could you go down and play when I'm 64 for him? It'll just make him laugh.
Oh,
yeah,
so it's got a special meaning for your mum.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Which, so basically, that woman has interfered with the show.
She's changed our song that we were ready for.
Okay.
But we know this one as well, don't we?
So
we do know this one.
Do you actually know the lyrics to Living Next Door to Alice?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
What, off by heart? Sally Cole.
Yes.
When we got the word.
Yes.
You know, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Do you reckon, take it from the top and then...
I need some music. I can't
Well, Jamie could just join in with a few strums.
Yes.
I don't know how the song goes.
Don't worry, Ali can't sing.
Thanks.
Go on then, Sally Cole, take it from the top.
Sally Cole,
I can't believe she's
when
gonna
she
do it.
Got the word, she said, I suppose you've heard about Alice.
Feel free to join in on your guitar there.
I probably won't be able to find where the chord start on this one.
Go on, keep going.
No, I'm not, no. I've got no music, no nothing, a new button in. I'm not playing.
All right, then. So we do the song that we have rehearsed, and there is a lovely reason for it, and it's because Jamie's mum interfered with the show and told us we had to do it.
Now we're going to play.
Because you called her a lady.
All right, then. So what are we doing? Are we joining in with the chorus, yeah?
You can do, yeah.
Okay. We try not to ruin it. No, I'll tell you what. You do it first.
Okay.
We won't because what I don't want to do is spoil a lovely moment for your mum, who is a lady, believe me. Okay, so I'm pulling down our microphones just in case we get tempted to sing along. All right. So
all right, then.
When you're ready, Jamie.
Okay. Been out till corner to free. Would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Ooh, you'll be older too, and
Ben.
Thank you.
You changed some lyrics there.
Yeah, I messed up, and for some reason, it's like, the lyrics are right in front of me. How can I mess up?
You didn't mess up. You just had an extra bottle of wine. That's fine. You're allowed to do that.
Ali's ears pricked up, thought, bottle of wine.
I'm having two.
Brilliant. So you did that for when your mum got married to stepdad?
Yeah, stepdad, yeah. I still see my actual dad. You know, he's not that far away. And I'm moving out soon, so I'll still be very close to both of them, which is great.
Was it a lovely moment for him to see you coming down the aisle with your guitar?
Yeah, well, he didn't expect it. The whole point was about a couple of weeks before the wedding, I believe, Mum went up to me and said, Jamie, at the wedding, before I go down the aisle, do you think you can go down with your guitar and play When I'm 64? It'll make John laugh. And I was like, okay. And yeah, so I did that. Yeah, and everyone laughed. When I was actually performing it, I completely forgot the lyrics right at the end, so I just ended it there. But, you know, everyone loved it. Everyone laughed when I said Isle of Wight, because everyone just remembered, oh, yeah, it's the only song that mentions the Isle of Wight.
It is, isn't it?
It's the only song we know that actually mentions the Isle of Wight.
Oh, no, there is another one.
Is there another one?
Yeah, there was a guy called Laurie Say. He didn't have a massive... He didn't have a hit with it, but he's an Ireland guy, and he used to sing, "The Island, the Island, the Island went for me. Think of a thousand places
Derek Sandé did one as well, didn't he? Be.
Who?
Derek Sandé.
Welcome to the Isle of Wight. Have you heard that one as well?
I don't think I have, no.
Welcome to the Isle of Wight, Derek Sandé.
That's the original one.
This is the original one, yeah.
Okay, and it mentions... Does it mention Ride?
It doesn't.
So it mentions Ride. Something about... What was the other song there?
Sunday Morning, Go For A Ride. No, unfortunately not spelt the way it was.
Ride in a car.
That's Ride in a Car, not Ride the Place.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know where you got these lyrics from. But I'm pretty sure...
It was from A-to-Z-lyrics.com. They're usually very accurate. So I don't think it actually mentions Ride in
there's
it.
There's a Beatles song that mentions Ride. And it's not Ticket
She's
to
got
Ride.
A ticket. Oh, no.
No, not a Ticket to Ride.
Okay.
There might be. I'm not another big song that mentions it. I don't know.
No, Jamie, there is. Trust me. Don't argue with
I believe
me.
No, don't argue. He's not wrong. He's got that look.
I wasn't disagreeing. I'm just saying, you know, I'm sure there is, but...
Hey, look, could you do this as a business. You know, next time you get married, pick a song, and you walk down the aisle and sing the song to somebody's intended. How lovely is that?
Hmm.
Jamie, the wedding singer. Don't laugh. I think it's a great business idea.
No, I wasn't laughing. I was just agreeing, yeah.
You're just humouring me now.
He knows you're cross, that's why. We'll be looking for those lyrics in a minute.
What do you fancy? Some Kings of Leon, some First Choice, or Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes? It's up to you.
The first one.
Kings of Leon. Okay. Actually, you could play along with this one, couldn't you? It sounds like the sort of thing you do. Down south, Kings of Leon. You're listening to Vectis Radio. We've got Prickles here, and we've got Colonel Carruthers in as well. Will you stick around from 12 onwards? Because we're doing a lunchtime social debate, and I know that you were going to be working on your project, but unfortunately, you've left your own work at home, and you haven't done the interviews.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm trying to sort them out, but as I said, partly I'm trying to sort them out with them, but they haven't been available for when I asked.
All right, we don't have to go into massive detail, Jamie.
Of course,
right.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is, you come in on the show today, we're talking about Christmas cards. Do you still send Christmas cards?
Every now and then, yeah.
Once a year?
Not once a year, no.
Every now and again, wasn't it?
I don't spend ages and ages of time just writing as many Christmas cards as possible, sending about as many presents as possible. I send them to the main members of the family, sometimes one big one to my aunts and cousins out on the mainland or whatever.
Okay. And what was the other question we were asking about ladies and
ladies
women?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is there a difference between a woman and a lady? I think there is. Mm.
Probably there's a difference between man and a gentleman.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Good point.
Yeah, putting it like that makes more sense, yeah.
Should women get paid exactly the same as men?
Absolutely.
If they're doing exactly the same job? Only if they're a lady. Okay, and there's a couple of other things that we want to chat about as well. And maybe, do you know any more songs that we could have a bit of a sing song at lunchtime, just to sort of lift the mood a little bit?
Off the top of my head, I could do Chasing Cars, but My main, a lot of guitarists say the same thing about Chasing Cars. It's quite boring to play because it's all the same.
Go on, then give us a bit of Chasing Cars.
Do you want me to play it now?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, main thing is just to keep doing this. You can just imagine just doing that over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually just play with the chords. Okay. I try and avoid that as little.
Anything else you know? Possible.
There are a few songs I know. I know
Come on in.
A bit of
anything we'd know that we could sing along
that
to.
You'd know. That might be difficult.
Oldies.
I know yeah. I know a bit of Matt Willis. Matt Willis, one of the singers from Busted.
I'm on it.
He had his own album once. I know one or two of his songs. I know probably one of my favourite songs I play is a John Resnick song, who was from lead singer from the Goo Goo Dolls, a song he wrote for the theme for the film Treasure Planet,
right.
That Disney Treasure Island ripoff.
Right, okay. That's just your opinion.
Well, it is. Treasure Planet is basically Treasure Island in space. Yeah. That's basically it.
All right.
But I do like this song. Off the top of my head, obviously, as you know, last week I played Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And things like that. Quite a few. I know there are some kind of the rocky songs I know, but not many that you know, more kind of modern rock songs.
Well, come on in. I'm modern.
Okay. All right. We're being written off, we are.
The main thing is I haven't actually played guitar for a while, mainly because of college. I've been focusing on that, and then when I did get back to it, I was just like, okay, now how do you play this song again? How does this go again? And stuff like that.
We got like half an hour or so to have a little practice, a couple more songs, and we come back and we'll have a bit of fun between 12 and 1. We're talking about Christmas cars. We're talking about, and we'll chuck in another subject as well. Yeah, you happy with that?
Yeah.